Today, at the Winter Olympics in Turin, Italy, speed skater Chad Hedrick won the first medal for the U.S., and it was gold. Hedrick won the grueling 5,000-meter race. But more on the Americans another day. We're going to spend a few moments on a couple of Olympians most Americans don't know. NPR's Tom Goldman says they're worth watching.
In her homeland of Croatia, Janica Kostelic has the nickname Snježna Krajica. It means snow queen, although Kostelic definitely is unqueen-like when she bursts out of the starting gate in an alpine ski race.
Well, from poise and grace to power and determination, in the shape of Croatia's Janica Kostelic.
This was Kostelic in a race broadcast on Eurosport recently during the World Cup season, a season in which she's been one of the dominant skiers again. Where to start with the Snow Queen's numbers? How about three Olympic gold medals and one silver at the 2002 Games, five World Championships, 11 knee surgeries, numbers for a lifetime, yet Kostelic turned 24 last month. And she remains grounded, says Croatian Olympic press attaché Ozren Müller, despite her success.
Just like a friend in your classroom, maybe. She's a person from the classroom, for sure.
It's no wonder Kostelic is humble, considering her development as a junior skier. She drove to races throughout Europe with her family. Lack of money forced them to sleep in tents and inside the car when it got too cold. The vagabond life became necessary when Kostelic's homeland, the former Yugoslavia, was disintegrating into war, making it hard to take part in organized sport. Ozren Müller notes with pride, it's now Kostelic's success in athletics that's helped improve Croatia's image worldwide.
Sport is something really normal, natural. It's not politics. It's sometimes bad to see your country on CNN, but for sports.
As Croatians eagerly anticipate more medals in Turin for the Snow Queen, Finland nervously awaits a first individual Olympic medal for their great ski jumper, who may as well be nicknamed Clint Eastwood. That's because Jani Ahonen smiles about as much as Dirty Harry.
Normally, all of interviews, they are doing that right after jump, and it's not so easy to smile right after competition. But maybe 1 hour or half an hour after competition, I'm not the same man.
We'll have to take the word of Finnish journalists who say Ahonen really can be quite a joker. Perhaps another window on this serious man's soul. He's also a drag racer who's won two Scandinavian drag racing titles. But his life, for 14 of his 28 years, is ski jumping. The experts say his numerous world championships are due to great technique and timing on takeoff.
It feels good if you do it well, flying.
If Jani Ahonen thrills his ski jump crazy nation with his first ever individual medal, some say he'll deserve what Janica Kostelic got, her face on a postage stamp. Then again, that would require Ahonen to smile. Better take his picture after he flies. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Turin.